The Niagara Clippers came out on top of a 55-54 decision over the Lincoln Lions in Sunday afternoon's annual Caribbean Workers Outreach Program cricket match at Memorial Park. The festivities are a huge event on the social calendar for the many seasonal employees who work on farms in Niagara-on-the-Lake and Vineland each summer. Besides the 30 participants playing cricket on the pitch, there were another 70 friends, co-workers and farmers there to enjoy the afternoon. Reverend Dave Pritchard of Grace United Church got the event started with the ceremonial first bowl, then gathered everyone together to lead a prayer before the match started. With reggae music blaring from the sound system provided by Hector Nebert of Brampton, MC and toaster Joseph Hamilton took to the microphone, entertaining the crowd and setting the party-like atmosphere. The cricket match organized by Outreach Program volunteers has been an annual event for nearly 30 years, since it began at the old Colonel John Butler School on East and West Line. It moved to Memorial Park on King Street many years ago, with the town contributing rent-free use of the park for the game each year. Volunteer organizer Nancy Howes tells the local that for a few years there was some consideration to shift from cricket to soccer. But with the former being Jamaica's national sport, and many of the seasonal workers having played the game growing up there, they have been reluctant to make that change. As well, about 7 years ago, Anyam Aziz, a cricket enthusiast and the owner of a number of area Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen franchises as well as a Baskin-Robbins location, began generously contributing resources to the two teams. With Aziz's support, the participants who once played the game in their work or street clothes now take to the field in impressive professional-looking cricket uniforms. The Clippers, who played the field first, donned maroon-colored uniforms with the Popeye's logo. The Lions, meanwhile, wore crisp whites emblazoned with the Baskin Robbins trademark as they took to the wickets. Aziz also donates trophies for each team, gifts for the players and the 66-by-8-foot cricket mat where the bowler and batsman stand during the match. Howes also points out that win or lose, everyone goes home happy and stuffed full with a chicken dinner provided by Aziz and served by volunteers. Aziz's brother Jay was there Sunday, excitedly posing with each team before the start of the match. During the proceedings, he could be seen following the action eagerly, taking the time to graciously explain the game's rules to some of the uninitiated on the sidelines. "We are big cricket fans," Jay told the local Sunday. "We always try to take this game to a different level, in terms of training, in terms of practice and in terms of the equipment. They tell us what they need and we help them get it. Some of this equipment is quite expensive." He added that many of the players express their appreciation to him and Anyam, and he often sees them at their restaurants where they will stop by and say hello. "Cricket is known for its nail-biting matches," Jay said. "This is something that I grew up playing as a kid, in Pakistan. It's a sport we love, a sport that we live." Coach Prophet Steele had Niagara working well on both sides of the game, dominating Brian Burton's Lincoln squad. Steele and Burton, both farmworkers themselves, also officiated Sunday's game. Though the 55-54 score may suggest a close contest, the Clippers, made up this year entirely of employees from Tregunno Farms, actually dominated the Lions. The Niagara squad took the lead with 7 overs left to go, but both coaches and all players agreed to end the game after about 2 hours and 30 minutes. It was, after all, dinner time.